She asked whether there's any standards for the high and low tone marks. How high or low do you set them?
Not too high, not too low. Yeah, but it's just a lot of it is getting that recognizing that it's not just completely monotone, that there is some a little bit of, like in the Thai language, when you chant, well, when you speak, there's five tones. So then when you write something in the Thai language, the tones are kind of embedded in the how it's written. You see something written, you know exactly how to pronounce it. So some of that has translated into our how we end up chanting, because we've learned from the Thai traditions, and of course they all learn the chants from listening, but from writing, and then the writing itself ends up denoting tones. So there's a certain arbitrary nature to it in the Thai, because it's dependent on the language. Whereas it's kind of interesting. I mean, for chanting, it might be a bit arbitrary, but then for the actual language in Thai, you know exactly how to pronounce something when you see it written, which you can't say that for English. Mm-hmm. You were going to say something?
Oh, I was going to say it's roughly CDE view music. That's roughly CDE.
If you start on D,
it's the mid tone. The low E is the
high. Yeah, the point being that it's a full note above a full note below, not like a half note, like a flat or a sharp. It's a full note.
Okay. Yeah, I see. You come to these gatherings and you learn something. I just learned something.